Good afternoon. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Former Democratic Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear says he is starting an advocacy group to oppose Republican Governor Matt Bevin's plans to dismantle Connect and scale back the state's Medicaid expansion. Joining me on the phone, as we like to talk to him almost every week, is the former Kentucky Attorney General, former Congressman, and currently with the Kentucky Humanities Council, Ben Chandler. And Ben, your reaction to this announcement or these announcements from Governor Beshear that he's not going to take Connect and Medicaid lying down?
Well, I think it's a fascinating development. Of course, this is going to be Governor Beshear's main legacy, what he did in the area of health care, and I'm sure he doesn't want anything to happen to that legacy. But it's going to be very interesting to see how the public responds to this and whether there's enough support in the state from the people who have gained as a result of his health care efforts, his Connect efforts. See if they support the efforts to try to keep it from being repealed or not. Obviously, Governor Bevin thinks it's unpopular, and if it is unpopular, he will probably be successful in his efforts to repeal it. But if it turns out to be popular and if people really show a lot of support for Governor Beshear's efforts to save it, I think he's got a chance to do it. One of the things I think is really important is for him to talk about the economic benefits of Connect. You know, it results in an enormous amount of money coming into Kentucky, into the economy of Kentucky. And I think if the governor would stress that point, he would help his cause tremendously.
Now, I'm sure you would agree this is a very unusual move for a former governor. Have you ever heard of anything like this taking place?
I don't remember any governor doing anything like this in the past. Usually they just, when they finish their term, they go on and do something else and let the new governor go about his business. But of course, in this particular case, this is a direct threat to the main thing that Governor Beshear is known for in his 8 years as governor. And as a result, I'm sure Governor Beshear takes it very personally. But also, I know he feels very strongly about the benefits that this law has brought to so many needy people in Kentucky. So I think it's both a personal thing to him, but it also, I know, is something he feels very, very strongly about.
You know, when we got the release yesterday that he was going to make this big announcement, there was some thought, well, could he be getting ready to launch another political campaign? And obviously that was not in the cards because you missed the filing deadline. But does that not situate him a little bit better for maybe a future run for the Senate, challenging Mitch McConnell for perhaps?
Well, of course, he could do any of those things because he left office in a very popular polling position. But I just don't, I don't think Governor Beshear wants to run himself for public office in the future, and I'm not sure his wife would let him. He's been in the public eye a long time. I think this is one of those situations, one of those cases where he just feels so very strongly about this issue. He believes that the Connect program that he set up has brought a great deal of good to the citizens of Kentucky, and he doesn't want to see it go away.
And in the time we have left, you've been following the headlines. I know you're not in the state currently, but we had this development with CenterPoint where the developers have decided to pull out of this project. And now what we have is a giant hole, and Lexington Mayor Jim Gray releasing a statement saying, you know, they asked for too much. They wanted us to relocate City Hall, but the terms were not acceptable. And what do you think will be the future and the legacy, perhaps, of Jim Gray and CenterPoint?
Well, first of all, this is not Jim Gray's problem. Jim Gray was against this CenterPoint effort from the beginning when the web started it. We need to remember that. And secondly, nobody ever suggested that a city hall ought to be put in that place anyway. So for a developer to come in and demand that a city hall be placed on a particular development in order for them to bring their private money in to develop it is ridiculous, in my opinion. And I can't imagine why anybody would stand up for it. You know, when CenterPoint was first started, it was going to be a private development by the web companies. And apparently that didn't work. And how that's the fault of the mayor is beyond me. In fact, it was interesting to see that the mayor and the council all agreed that what the developers wanted to have happen was not a good deal for the taxpayers. So it was actually somewhat surprising to me to see such unanimity on the part of both the mayor and the council.
Well, you know, we are out of time for this segment, but obviously next week we probably want to delve in a little deeper into the Republican presidential caucus and some other issues, especially those four seats up for grabs in the Kentucky House. And we'll do that next time. But we want to thank you for your time today, Ben.
Thank you, Alan. Look forward to it.